أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're going to start off with Surah Al-Jumu'ah. It's Surah number 62. Quite easy to remember 62 because it's the sixth day of the week, as in Friday. And instead of Zuhr 4 rakats, you pray 2 rakats. So if you just remember 6 and 2, it's 62. 11 ayat only, Madani. It's a surah we should be able to memorize and recite every Friday, whether it is in Salatul Fajr, mainly in Salatul Zuhr. I know we don't go for Jumu'ah at the moment, and we'll talk about all that in a minute. It's part of the Musabbihat, as you can see. That's what we're doing at the moment. So it will start with Yusabbihu or Sabbaha. Everything's to do with Subhan. We talked about that last time. The word Jumu'ah comes from Jama'ah, to get together. And it's the only place in the Quran where Salatul Jumu'ah is mentioned. It's a day to get together, and we'll talk about it in a minute. But also, Prophet Adam's physical nature was put together on a Friday. So his khalq, his nature was put together. So it's a day when things come together. You know, I sent a dua on the group, I think, from Imam Zamana, which started off with, Ya Malik al-Rikab, Ya Hazim al-Ahzab, right? So Ya Hazim al-Ahzab is he who puts together broken bits. So if you've got broken shards anyway, you've got bits missing, and Friday is a day to put things together. It's an absolutely phenomenal day. So what is the focus of Surah Al-Jumu'ah? The whole focus of Surah Al-Jumu'ah revolves around the second ayah. It's actually bringing together the whole concept of what Islam is about. And the Prophet did this, and this is an ayah too. You could talk about it as a paradigm shift. It's like when we're scattered everywhere, and in Gujarati we say, Na'ayana Natiana. We're neither here nor there. We don't know where we belong. Well, what the Prophet did was actually bring everything together. And it's Allah's concept of success. And obviously, it is about Salatul Jumu'ah as well. Benefits of recitation. From one Friday to the next, you've got safety from shaitan. It's forgiveness and it's a safety from danger. So not only on Friday, recite it all the time for any sort of, when you're scared, when you feel out of control, it's a surah to be recited. We've divided it into 5 sections, and I'll go over these sections with you as we go along. But let's go to the first ayah, okay, and that's the first section. So here we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. So sabaha we talked about, to balance, sabaha to swim, perfectly balanced, to stay afloat. So something that declares his perfection. Everything in the heavens and the earth, simply by existing, declare his perfection. So now we as the best of creations are told what we're supposed to do. And everywhere, now these are known as fawasil, by the way, the end of the ayat. Normally every single ayat of the Quran ends with 2 Asma'ul Husna. Read the whole Quran and you'll find Azizul Rahim, Azizul Hakim, Ghafurul Rahim, all those. You'll find 2 of each. This is a unique place in the Quran where Allah mentions 4 of his names. So he says, Al-Malik. Malik is not only owner. Malik is one who owns and controls. So in Surah Al-Fatiha, you can say Maliki Yawmiddin, owner of the day of judgment. But you can say Maliki Yawmiddin, which is also control. So Malik is different from Malik. Malik is one who not only owns but controls. Just as an example, I may own this pen, but I do not control it. I may own myself, but I don't even control my body. Because if I tell my head, get better, it doesn't listen to me. But Allah is Malik. He is in total control. Total. There is no doubt about it. Quddus is flawless. No mistakes whatsoever. The moment I say, why isn't this the way it should be or whatever, I am questioning him. Why wasn't I tall? Why wasn't I don't know, fair? Why didn't I have blue eyes? Why didn't I have green eyes? I was darker, lighter. Every question I ask on my, even my creation, I'm questioning his quddus. He is flawless. What he does is perfect. His timing is perfect. What he does is perfect. Aziz is incomparable. I know mighty is a different, difficult word, but I would probably say he is the total authority. He has complete authority. And Hakim is, you know, which is wise, is the acquisition and application of knowledge when it comes to human beings. He is just, he is Rahman, he determines the measure. That all comes into Hakim. So, I repeat again, everything in the heavens and the earth declare his perfection. Oh, you human being, what are you doing? How are you going to declare his perfection? So he says, now concentrate on these four. If you can't remember anything on Friday, just keep on saying, Ya Malikul Quddusul Azizul Hakim. Malik, he's in total control. Therefore, nobody is in control except him. Quddus, he is flawless. I cannot question his timing, his justice, his rahmaniyat, everything. He is flawless. Aziz, he is total authority. Hakim, he is wise. He is all wise. And when we do Asma'ul Husna, maybe these will make a little more sense. But right now, this is section one. Now, section two is the mission of the Prophet. Now, let's see what it says. Huwalladhi. So this Allah, who was Malik, Quddus, Aziz, and Hakim, Huwalladhi, it is He who ba'atha, He raised, fil ummiyin. Ummiyin, I know in your translation it says unlettered people. I've taken this from a standard translation. But ummiyin are the residents of Ummul Qura. Ummul Qura was the mother of all towns, which was Makkah. So they resided there. So he raised them amongst the residents of Makkah. Who did he raise? A Rasul, a messenger. Minhum, from themselves. Now let's see what this messenger does. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. He does the tilawa of the signs. You know, Quran itself, when it talks about tilawa, it talks about a few things. And maybe you can write these down so you've got them in ourselves, so we understand what tilawa is, okay? I'm just going to make sure I've got the right ayat. So if you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 121. Alladhina atainahumul kitab yatlunahu haqqa tilawati. Okay? Those to whom we have given the book, read it as it ought to be read. So what is tilawa? Let's see what Imam Sadiq says. He says eight things. Recite its verses. Understand its depths. Act on its rules. Have hope in its promises. Fear the warnings. Take lessons from its stories. Follow its commands and stay away from that which it says it's wrong. This is literally what tilawa is. So this prophet, he did the tilawa of this book. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. He did the tilawa of its verses. Then what did he do? Wa yuzakkihim. After these verses, after you've read them, after you've put them inside you, you cannot go further. You cannot act on them. Unless wa yuzakkihim. Unless you do istighfar and tawbah. Until you turn back to a place where you can act on them. If I have hatred, anger, jealousy, resentment, all these things inside me. If I have stuff left over, I will not be able to, wa yu'allimuhumul kitab. I won't be able to have ta'aleem of this kitab. Kitab also means, it also means laws. I will not be able to follow these laws. Wal hikmah. I will not be able to practice what I have read. Prophet Ibrahim in Suratul Baqarah, ayah 129. This is the answer to his dua. He says, Rabbana wabath fihim rasulam minhum. Oh my Rabb, raise amongst them a messenger from them. Look at what he said. This is his thinking. Yatlu alayhim ayatika. That this messenger would recite your signs to him. So you'd give him a book, he would recite those verses. And all that thing that I said, tilawa, those eight things. Then wa yu'allimuhumul kitab. And then he would teach them the book. He would give them the ta'aleem of the book. The laws, the boundaries, everything, behaviors. Ta'aleem is education which changes behaviors. If anybody says, what is ilm? Ilm is that education that which changes behaviors. I would call it training, practical training. So Prophet Ibrahim says, then they would have this practical training. Wal hikmah, then they would practice what you have read. And then he said, wa yuzakkihim. And so they would be able to purify themselves. And he says, innaka antal azizul hakim, which Allah mentions in the first ayah. But Allah changed the order. Exactly the dua of Ibrahim. But he said, first, yatlu alayhim ayati. So first you read this Quran. purify, istighfar, tawbah. That's why Rajab, reading up to Ramadan. Then you will do the ta'aleem of the book. And then you will have the wisdom. Now, the first forum, a small husna we had of Allah, the fawasil, actually matched this. A malik, a king, is recognized by his signs. A Quddus is purified. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ The Aziz, the authority, establishes laws and boundaries. The Hakim is hikmah here, knowledge that is practiced. So the first four that we saw in Ayah 1 match the four things here. Okay, we'll talk about it when we do a summary and you'll understand what I'm saying. So when you read Ayah 2, it's the answer of the dua of Prophet Ibrahim. And there's four things you and I need to do to be able to implement this. That is why this is repeated every Friday. As a reminder, this is what your life's about. A, yatlu alayhim ayati. Do the tilawa of the book. B, do istighfar and tawbah. Purify yourself. 3, ta'aleem of the kitab. Learn this book. Learn the boundaries, the educational, to change your behaviors. Do the training. Practice what you preach, which is wal hikmah. Now, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ This prophet is not only from you, he's telling the Makkans, although he was raised amongst you, he's for everyone. لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ Even those who have not joined yet, who are not there, he's a global prophet. He's for all generations. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Again we come, عَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Ibrahim used it. Allah uses it in the first ayah as well. He has all authority and he is wise. If we had somebody amongst us who had all authority over everything and who was wise, I mean, you wouldn't want anything else. That's all you'd want. When this ayah was revealed, the Prophet placed his hands on Salman al-Farsi. Remember, he came from Iran at that time. And the Prophet said, even if Iman was near Thuriya or the Pleiades are the furthest of stars, he said, human being from amongst them would ultimately find it. Because Iman is within the heart. You just have to look for it. So, if I say what Thuriya or Pleiades is, on a cold winter night, if you look up, there's a group of six stars. They used to say that in ancient times you could see seven stars, and one has dimmed because of pollution or whatever. But these are the furthest possible stars. So what did he say? وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ Even those who haven't joined there. So how would they learn? So here, whenever you think of section 3, you're thinking of Hadith al-Thaqalain, the Qur'an and the Masumeen. They will all, for those who aren't here, there'll always be a Muhammad amongst them. Awaluna Muhammad wa akharuna Muhammad wa awsatuna Muhammad. So there will always be a Muhammad amongst them who will help them through, and the Qur'an will always be there. Dhalika fadlullahi. It is this Qur'an and this Masumeen that are his fadl. So what is fadl? Described as favor or grace. Fadl is more than expected, more than deserved. Okay? So, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاء Now you will find it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 54. If you look at it, I don't think we've done Ma'idah, but if you look at Ma'idah, maybe if you've got your Quran with you, and you look at Ayah 54, he talks about the same thing. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ And I'll give you the context so we understand this one. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Or who you believe, or you who believe. Whoever from you turns back from his religion, he says, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ Allah will bring a people. بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ He will love them and they will love him. Now look at their qualities. أَذِلَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ They are respectful to the mu'mineen. أَعِزَّةً عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ Towards those who cover up the truth, they're pretty strong. They show that they're izzah. They know they're right. They're confident. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ They strive in the path of Allah. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ They are not scared about what anybody says about them. They really don't care. So he's saying, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is your fadl. In Maida, he tells you what fadl is. He says, when you adopt the Qur'an and the Masumeen, then your fadl is that you will always be respectful to mu'mineen. Your fadl is you will always show confidence to those who cover up the truth. And you won't care what anybody says because you know you're right. In other words, you know that what you've got with Allah is right. Wallahu dhul fadli al-azim. And he, Allah is he who has, who gives fadl, who gives beyond expected and beyond what you deserve. Azim is great. And he gives it like chappar varine. That's what they say in Gujarat. Now, we move to section 3. What happened? He gives a metaphor. He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُ التَّوْرَاةَ. The example is of those who were told to carry the Torah. Now, a mom is hamila. When you carry a baby, you nourish that baby. You give part of you to that baby. You nurture that baby. Yeah? So those who were given the responsibility of nurturing, of carrying, of being able to use this Torah the way it should. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. They didn't do that. They didn't nurture it. They didn't look at it. They didn't love it. They didn't take it as their own. There are كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ. They're like a donkey. The word ka denotes the fact that the donkey is better. At least the donkey, يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ, it carries the books, papers. So he says, it might be talking about the Jews of that time, but it's talking to you and me. If my Quran sits on the shelf, it's exactly the same. If I do not understand this, if I'm not building up towards Ramadan, or I'm going to understand it, I'm just going to put in, I'm talking about myself. He says, بِئْثَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. It's an awful, awful, awful example. Evil is the example of a people who deny the verses of Allah, the signs of Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah will not guide a people who do injustice to themselves. If I have a book in front of me and I don't use it, then I'm being unjust to that book. If I say it is a book I believe in and I follow and I'm not doing anything about it, then I am categorized in this category. So if my book is not used, for children, I tell them, if they have a recipe book in the kitchen and that recipe book is not covered in flour and oil and mucky hands and it's not thumbed through, then there is a problem with that recipe book. It's pristine, you know, totally new. You know they've never used it. So that's this one. Now, it's addressing the Jews of that time. Qul, say, Ya ayyuha alladhina had. And remember, hadu comes from hidayah. You know, the people who are guided. Oh, you who are claimed, you are Jews. Now, talking about Jews of that time, please keep it in mind. In za'amtum, if you think, annakum, that you are awliya'u lillahi min dunin nas, that you are closer to Allah from other people, fatamannaw al-mawta in kuntum sadiqin, then desire death if you are truthful. So he says, do tamanna of death if you are truthful. So he's put death as the marker as such. He sort of told you and me that invoke death. If you think that you have no problem, you're really at ease, you're fine, then invoke it. There's a wonderful saying of Imam Ali when he said, Ali loves death more than a child loves its mom's breast. Prophet Ibrahim, I'm talking about a prophet now. When Malikul Maut comes and says, Ibrahim, time up. He said, can you go and tell Allah, does a friend ever kill a friend? And Allah replies and says, Ibrahim, does a friend ever refuse to come back to a friend? And that's why we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So here Allah is saying, are you confident enough to die today? It's not saying you wish for death. No. What he's trying to say is, if you were to die today, could you and I say we've done our best to to the best of our ability, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, did I do my best? Did I leave the world a better place than what I found it in? So that's basically what he's saying. So they're told, think about it. If you think you don't need the book, you don't need anything, have you done your best? And he says, he answers himself. He says, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا. They will never, ever, 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 أَبَدًا, ever ask for it. Because, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Because they know what they have sent ahead. Their hands, قَدَمَا, they know what their hands have given up. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah knows those who have been unjust to themselves. Just as you and I know if we've been unjust to ourselves. Friday is really a day of reflection. What have I done this week? Have I achieved anything? If I've done anything wrong, have I corrected it? And so on and so forth. So he says, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ عَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Am I scared of death? And if I'm scared of death, what am I scared of? It's all an excuse about the grave and the dark and the what and the which and the when. And there's a wonderful wonderful saying which says, you're actually scared of yourself because it's the only time you can't be distracted from yourself. It is you with you. That's it. You can live with yourself, then you're not supposed to be scared of death. And then he talks about death. He says, "Kul, say to them, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تُفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ. The death that you run away from. You may have plastic surgery, go to the gym, do whatever you want to do. The death that you run away from. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. It will come and meet you. Each one of us know كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. So when you think about this thing, okay, I'm going to die. But what's going to happen to me? This is what's going to happen. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. You will be returned to the one who knows the hidden and the apparent. Basically, this tells you what death is. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ. نَبَى is news. He will give you the news بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, about what you did. I don't know if any of you remember, but there used to be a program called This Is Your Life. And Eamon Andrews used to head it. And he used to come to these people who didn't know, and he'd tell them, this is your life. And you know, people from the past all came in and they talked. And it was all nice. But here he's saying that if you ever worried what about death was, because everybody thinks, what is death? What's my if you're okay with your past, if you've sorted it out, and I suggest on a Friday to sit down and say from when you're born to now, write down the years. You might forget years in between. But whatever you have, write down and think, is there bits I need to resolve? There are bits I need to sort out. The good things will manifest themselves, don't worry. But it is the worst bits, the bad bits we need to resolve. So Friday is a day to do that. That's why Friday is a day of salawat and istighfar and all the rest of it. So he says, that's exactly what death is in one sentence. He will tell you what you did. And now the only part was salatul jumu'ah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina aman, O you who believe. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. When the adhan, when you are called to the salah of the day of Jumu'ah, فَاسْأَوْ, run, 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 sa'i. Don't stop, don't think, run. إِلَى ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Run to the dhikr of Allah. Just run, do what is in ayah 2. Read that book. Do his dhikr, say whatever you want. وَذَرُ الْبَيْءِ. Leave everything. Bay is a transaction. Even if you're in the middle of a transaction, leave it. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That is so much better for you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you knew. Now I know we can't get together, or we can't pray together, but that's one reason why we kept this Ziyarat Ashura thing on a Friday. Because it's important that on Friday you get together as people. Whether it's a Zoom get together, doesn't really matter. Really doesn't matter. It's just get together. Do zikr together. Get together. Talk about religion. You know, the Friday you have, instead of zohar, you have 2 rakats. And then the other 2 rakats are replaced by the khutbah. The khutbah is actually ayah 2. It's ta'limul kitab. There's praise and subhan of Allah. There's blessings invoked on the Prophet. Current issues are talked about. There's a short surah of the Quran. You all know what is in the khutbahs, right? And then the 2 rakats you have, Alhamd, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, and then Kunut. And then in the second rakah, alhamd, another surah, munafiqun. And then after ruku, there's kunut. There's a little bit of a change. It shakes you up and it says, you know what? Think. This is what you got to do. So, fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Run to the dhikr of Allah. Wadharul bayt. Leave everything. You see, at that time, they had to leave their businesses. Today, this thing comes with me. This gadget comes with me. I take the business with me. But on Friday, we could try and just switch that off. Just, we're not even, you know, the Jews of that time were told the whole of Saturday, right? That was their whole thing. Their whole Saturday was supposed to be Sabt, Yom Sabt. We're told just not even an hour, switch everything off. Right, next one. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ السَّلَاةِ. And when the salah is finished, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, spread out in the earth. That means go about your business. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and seek His grace. Go back to work. Seek more, you will get more than expected. And therefore we are recommended, because He says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, think about Him a lot. Do the same thing. Read Quran, do ta'limul Quran. Remember, do good stuff. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and you will be successful. So that you will be successful. I don't know what felicity should mean. I don't even understand it. But it's just a translation taken from the books. But falah is to be successful. Now this is something that happened at the time of the Prophet. وَإِذَا رَعَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوًا فَضُّوا. When they see business, you know, this was tijara. So when they see a business opportunity, or they see entertainment, the two things that distracts a human being is wealth and entertainment. So when they saw that, in fadhu, nafadha, is when a glass shatters. If you've ever taken a small piece of glass and dropped it and it shattered, it means something that is shattered, which is you're unable to put together. So when they see business or entertainment, and that's in here, by the way, my phone rings and I have to take it. If I don't take it, it doesn't work. He says, in fadhu, it breaks the spirit of this prayer. So in fadhu ilayha, they break it. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا, and they leave you standing on your own. The historical occasion was, they were praying Salatul Jumu'ah, and a caravan came, and a caravan of trade came, and it made its noise like the ice cream van. And when they heard it, they left the Prophet standing with 12 people. This is narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. He says, they leave you standing. But Allah is saying, قُلْ, tell them, مَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّحْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. What is with Allah is better than your entertainment and your business. Wallahu khairur raziqin. And Allah is the best of providers. It's literally a reminder of how short life is. And once you've broken the spirit of it, you can't put it back together. It's like that glass. You can't put it back together. So, let's go back and see if we remember this. And I'll play it again. I know it's tedious, but you need to be able to think about each ayah. So let's go over it quickly, so that when we play it, you can understand it. The first ayah, Subhan. Everything declares His perfection. Malik, Quddus, Aziz and Hakim. He's in total control. Do I display that? Am I in total control of myself? Flawless. Do I try really hard to be able to keep away from as much wrong as possible? Aziz is authority. Do I have authority over myself? Am I able to accept His authority? Do I submit to it? Hakim, do I practice what I preach? Then there's the Prophet. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Do I recite the signs? Do I do the tilawa as I was told? Do I do istighfar and tawbah? Do I do ta'aleem of the book? Do I understand it? And do I practice? Wal hikmah. Do I practice what I read? وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ, and this is the Quran and the Masumeen. That should come into our heads. They will keep it going. Anybody will find them if they want to. And this Quran and Masumeen is His father. It is not what we deserved. It is more than we expected. And like I said, if we go to Surah Al-Ma'idah and we look at the ayah that I talked about, it was those who are respectful to mu'mineen, who are confident in the front of those who cover up the truth, and they constantly strive to if I can say, propagate the Quran and the Masumin. Or am I like those who just carries the Quran like a donkey? And that means I'm doing zulm to myself. Is my Quran one that I use all the time? Do I understand the Masumin? Do I know who they were? And then the test, how do I test myself? Am I ready for death? Am I prepared for death? Am I satisfied with the way I have led my life? Not how I will lead. Am I satisfied with the way I've led my life? If I'm not, then that's because I'm not very happy with what I've done. Still time to change. I've still got life. I've still got breath in me. Death is inevitable. It will tell me what I did. So if I were given my book and it said, this is what you did, am I happy with it? Or do I want to change it? And I can change it. You can change it in a minute, like Hur. That's why we have so many examples. We can change absolutely everything. How do I change it? By getting together. By making sure I devote a little bit of time, especially on a Friday, people together, being able to learn with them. And when the prayer is finished, I do good. It will make me successful. And I keep away from, for a little bit, I make time in my day where I switch off my business and my entertainment. And that's basically what Surah Al-Jumu'ah is about.